Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, October 24th, and this is Jeffrey Tonges, MEC Communications Vice Chairperson, reporting. The fourth in a series of four FAA-mandated e-learning modules must be completed by 2359 local domicile time on October 30th, 2011. This training can be found in the United Learning Network by using the catalog code FASW-FA02011-IT. This module is titled Flight Attendants Integration Training. If you have not already finished the e-learning module, you will see a queue diagnostic associated with any assignment in your line of flying, including reserve days of availability, as well as any assignments that begins before and extends beyond October 30th. The presence of a queue diagnostic in your line of flying will prevent you from picking up or trading into trips or reserve days scheduled on or including October 30th until you have completed this FAA-mandated e-learning. Reserve flight attendants should make sure that they have completed all of these tasks at least 48 hours prior to the first reserve day in the reserve block that includes the October 30th deadline to avoid being shown as unavailable due to lack of qualification. If you completed the e-learning, ensure that your training program, TRN-TRG screen, and your pneumatic reflects you have completed the course. Your screen will have IL-IT displayed along with the completion date. United Continental Holdings will report third quarter results Thursday morning, and the most analysts expect a profit. Of interest to many investors is how well United is matching demand on to capital capacity after announcing a slight reduction in their fall schedule. Investors are also expecting a progress update on United's merger that is now 1 year and 25 days from the close of the deal on October 1st, 2010. Contrary to claims made at the close of the merger, single contracts are not in place, and earlier this year, United CEO Jeff Smicyk reported they had pushed back their timetable on completing those beyond the end of the year. While investors focus on the pilot contract issues, especially in light of the recent newly electing chairman, United Flight Attendants as well, are well positioned to have the potential to conclude our Section 6 negotiations through the expedited mediation process. If these negotiations result in a tentative agreement United Flight Attendants can support and vote for, it would bring us one step closer towards a single contract and integration process. For an update on United Flight Attendant expedited mediation, visit our website. As indicated in the Friday, October 21st, 2011, Dear AFA, a series of procedures to resolve the dispute in MEC 5-09 were agreed upon by AFA and the company. The dispute primarily affected flight attendants at international domiciles who were transitioning from reserve to line holder status and who had requested PTO at the end of the scheduled month. More detailed information as well as the settlement language is now available on our website. Flight attendants at Virgin American have filed for union representation with the National Mediation Board, NMB, in a petition submitted to the NMB yesterday to hold an election. They are seeking representation by Transport Workers Union, TWU. The TWU currently represents Southwest Airlines flight attendants and American Airlines mechanics and fleet service employees. The election will be scheduled within 45 days of the petition and decided by a majority of those who cast their ballots per the National Mediation Board rules. Virgin America currently employs about 650 flight attendants. Omni flight attendants voted to join the Association of Flight Attendants, TWA, AFA, by a margin of 83% as the representation election concluded today. The National Mediation Board, NMB, announced that out of 284 votes cast, 237 elected AFA as a collective bargaining representative. Omni Air, based out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, operates international and domestic passenger charters. In addition, Omni also provides cargo and troop airlift for the U.S. military. Each member should have received their unique PIN in a mailing to their home in May 2009. The PIN is used to set up a secure account on our website at unitedafa.org. Once your account is set up with the password you select, you will no longer need the PIN. This process is required for all visits to unitedafa.org when viewing non-public pages and submitting reports such such as the dispute resolution worksheet. If you have created your account but have misplaced your password, simply go to Forget Password and your password will be emailed to you after answering the required security questions. If you misplace your PIN, you may send an email to account@unitedafa.org. Please make sure you include your name, file number, domicile, and return contact phone number to expedite your request. It may take up to 72 hours to receive your PIN, so please be patient. Sending duplicate requests will slow down the process. If you haven't already done so, we strongly encourage you not to wait to create your account until you have an issue that requires a timely resolution. Last Friday, we reported an early out and voluntary crossover option as discussed during the fall 2011 MEC meeting that could be included as part of the expedited mediation. Voluntary programs which are already included in our current contract could reduce the coverage, current overage of flight attendants in a manner that will benefit the majority of the flight attendants and include voluntary furlough partnership. Additional potential options would include an early out program combined with a voluntary crossover option. This past Thursday, the United Master Executive Council unanimously adopted a resolution on early out and voluntary crossover option as part of the expedited mediation. This resolution is available on our website. The United Master Executive Council fully discussed and debated the potential need to reduce the total number of flight attendants in 2012 per the company's manpower plan at this week's MEC meeting. It was determined the early out and voluntary crossover option programs offered in combination with one another could be included as a part of any tentative agreement reached as a result of expedited mediation. The overall desirable of these programs within the framework of a tentative agreement would be contingent on membership ratification. If these are negotiated in expedited mediation, they will be included in any tentative agreement that United Flight Attendants will consider for membership ratification. Expedited mediation has not yet resulted in any major issue or sections of our contract being closed in a tentative agreement. Details about any early out or voluntary crossover program will be made available if a tentative agreement is reached as part of the entire agreement. The negotiating committee and your local leaders who make up the United Master Executive Council are committed to a successful conclusion of the expedited mediation process with an agreement that protects jobs today and our careers in the future. Flight attendants and management know only such an agreement will pass a membership vote. This week, the negotiation committee begins their second week of expedited mediations. The agenda for this week's session will include the topics not resolved at the first session, including legal rest, hotels, sick leave and vacations. Penalty pay reduction in personnel and monthly quarterly maximums have also been added to the agenda. More information regarding the expedited mediation process can be found on our website in the expedited mediation section, or by joining the Flight Attendant Negotiation Network fan newsletter on our website. We encourage you to stay focused on the potential of an agreement using the expedited mediation process. And remember, our success at the bargaining table is directly related to the level of support our negotiating committee receives from you standing firmly behind them. We create the opportunity through negotiations. You provide the power to make it happen through our solidarity. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.